Your host, Ben Korn.
We touched on somebody that you own.
And Chris Walter.
I don't trust Tumblr. They don't even spell it the right way. It's like they just ignore the English language.
It's surprising.
Screw them. Yeah. We all speak English. You better speak it the right way. But sorry, Max. We do have a blog. You're correct.
And now, it's time for Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Joey Gallo.
Are you singing?
I'm singing.
Well, I had the lead. I thought you were backing me.
Fantasy Baseball Weekly. We are live from our brand new studios in Dorchester, Massachusetts. They call this the Dot. It's Ben Korn with me today, Rick Agler.
Producer Rick.
Producer
back in the
Rick.
Building.
Great to have you, sir. We're excited you're going to sit in for a couple segments here. Maybe the news, maybe throw down some deep dive. The usual suspect, Chris Welter, will be calling in from Alabama later on in the show.
Did he get arrested? Why is he in Alabama? What are you doing in Alabama?
We're not sure what's going on.
Is there something criminal that happened? Do we need to call Max Bauer?
Yes!
Supposedly he's on a beach.
There's not a beach in Alabama.
That's just what he said. So we're going to find out.
There's just that Piggly Wiggly store and that's it.
Big show though, Rick.
All right.
We're going to talk about Anthony Rendon being activated from the DL. Matt Wieters being activated from the DL. Dylan G being activated from the DL. Masahiro Tanaka being activated from the DL. Junior Lake.
Yep.
Player profile.
Wait, that's not a place?
No. You'll find out more about Junior Lake in the player profile.
I'm excited to hear it.
Dallas Keuchel. A deep dive as to what's going on with this guy. He might win the Cy Young.
He's a beast.
And his name's Dallas. So the player profile is Dallas, and the deep dive is Junior? No, it's backwards. Deep dive is Dallas. Player profile is Junior. There's some weird-ass names in the Major League Baseball.
We've got a lot in the hopper tonight.
So I'm excited to get this thing started. Rick's excited to get this thing started. Hang out for the news, Rick, because we're about to turn this thing up.
Let's do it.
Fantasy Baseball Weekly recorded live on June 7th, and it's time for the news.
Are you guys ready for the news with Chris Welter? Well, here it is. Take it away, Chris.
Well, it's not Chris Welter today, as he is in Alabama. But luckily, Rick Agler is here to help myself, Ben Korn, get to the news.
The Athletics.
Coco Chris moved from the 15-day DL to the 60-day DL because of a cervical strain. I wouldn't worry about him. He's worthless.
Has he hurt every part of his body?
I think so. Cervical strain.
I don't even know what that is.
It's something with the penis.
The Diamondbacks.
Jake Lamb activated from the DL on Saturday. The Diamondbacks traded Mark Trumbo and Vidal Nuno to the Mariners for catcher Wellington Castillo, pitchers Dominic Leon and Gabriel Guerrero, and shortstop Jack Reinheimer.
Jack's got to be pretty good with that last name.
I don't know any of these people, do you?
Yeah, neither do I.
Wellington Castillo also activated from the DL on Friday. Hit a game-winning dinger on Saturday. It might be a sneaky fantasy pick.
The Giants.
Gene Machi is sent to the 15-day DL retroactive to June 2nd. He's got a left groin strain.
The Mets.
Daniel Murphy sent to the 15-day DL on Saturday. Strain left quad. Activated Dylan G from 15-day DL on Wednesday. He went four innings with four earned runs and 1K. Not so nice.
Gee, he didn't play very well, did he?
The Orioles.
Matt Wieters activated from the 60-day DL on Friday. That's big news for the catcher. And they traded Alejandro De Aza and Cash for right-handed pitcher Joe Gunkel of the Red Sox.
Ooh, the Dodgers.
Dodgers activated Yasiel Puig from DL on Saturday. And on a side note, let me tell you, my fantasy team has sucked without him. I'm hoping he does something for us.
I don't think he will, but
probably. And Carl Crawford moved from 15-day DL to the forever DL.
Yeah, I would recommend just dropping Carl Crawford for life.
Yeah, life sounds good.
So Yasiel Puig, you really think he's going to do something for you?
He's got to, man. He flipped the bat the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, on the devil, he flipped the bat. You know he wants it.
Okay. All right, if you think he's got potential. I think Yasiel Puig is doing some dirty stuff. Chris Welter thinks he's doing the dirt, selling some drugs, doing some weird stuff off on the low.
He's on Silk Road still?
He's on some Silk Road, I think, still. So watch out for Yasiel Puig.
The Nationals.
Anthony Rendon finally activated on Thursday from the DL. Us here at Fantasy Baseball Weekly are very excited because we thought he was going to be in the opening day lineup for the Nationals and drafted him. So thank you, Anthony Rendon, for finally coming back from the DL.
The Reds.
Marlon Byrd sent to the DL on Wednesday with a fractured right wrist. Looks like he's not flying anytime soon.
Nope.
The Yankees.
Activated Masahiro Tanaka on Wednesday. He allowed one run in 7 innings with 9 Ks. Now that's nice.
The Athletics.
Activated Drew Pomeranz from the DL on Wednesday. He's being used in relief for the time being. That seems all right.
The Twins.
And Tommy Maloney. He was finally brought up from the minors to replace Ricky Nolasco, who went to the 15-day deal with a right ankle impingement. I don't know about you, Rick, but I'm excited about this Tommy Malone.
Tommy Malone was with the A's last year, yeah. which, you know, as an insider, I know this, and he did all right.
Now, Tommy Malone's one of those guys that never gets credit for being subpar.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
The San Diego Padres.
Activated Yadier Alonso from the 15-day DL on Wednesday, and he had a big game Saturday night to help the Padres beat the Reds.
The Tampa Bay Rays.
Matt Moore begins his rehab assignment.
Could be coming back sooner than later, so get excited, Matt Moore owners.
Also placed Tim Beckham on the 15-day DL on May 31st with a right hammy strain. And also traded Alex Simon to White Sox for cash.
Okay, cash money. I like to throw on these trades that nobody in the world cares about because it's just a guy for cash.
Yeah, that means nothing. That means nothing.
I don't think Alex Simon is going to do anything for anyone, so not fantasy relevant.
Sorry, Alex.
But if you're looking for cash...
Trade Alex Simon.
Yeah, trade Alex Simon. He's good for cash.
The Texas Rangers.
Joey Gallo was brought up to play third base with the injured Adrian Beltre. He got a lot of excitement because of his home run in day one and his home run in day two. Not doing bad, though, with a .286 average, 2 home runs, 5 RBI, and a steal. Definitely someone to keep on your radar, Rick Agler.
Yeah.
They also brought up Chichi Gonzalez from the minors. He has been huge, 14 innings and yet to allow a run, but only 4 Ks.
Is he related to the golfer Chichi Rodriguez?
I think he's related to Chichi Choo.
I know him personally.
The Brewers.
Brewers activated Jonathan Lucroy finally from the DL on Monday. And he's already on a little hitting streak, batting .350 on a 4-game hitting streak, as I just said, with 1 homer and 2 ribs.
Yeah, Lucroy, you picked him, what, number 3, number 4?
I picked him pretty early because he was strong last year, and so far nothing yet.
Well, it was funny because the first week he played horribly and then went down for about 2 months. So Lucroy owners have been waiting for this guy.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me about the dark times.
You know, I just think that people should know how poor you are at our fantasy league.
And
I mean, a lot of it is because, you know, guys like Lucroy have been gone. You know, you have a lot of guys that are in this this injury report here. I mean, your guys are coming back. Things are on the up and up for real in the streets, Rick Agler.
I've been trying to stream hitters as opposed to pitchers, and it hasn't worked out too well. Just as a side note, the Parra guy from the Brewers.
Yep.
As soon as I picked him up, he was terrible.
Yep. That's a Chris Welter recommendation.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, for nothing. Picked up Aaron Hill. Whole lot of nothing there.
Yep.
Will Middlebrooks. And as Chris talked about last week, correct, Chris, screwed me on that one too. So,
well, hopefully you followed my recommendation. If Chris picks Will Middlebrooks, he's going to turn poor after that.
So I didn't pick Will Middlebrooks this time around.
Good.
I believe he's still a free agent in our league at least.
Well, this week you might want to be paying attention to tracking Ben because I'm doing better than Chris. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, we'll hang tight for your deep dive, Rick. Thank you so much for joining us for the news.
Thank you, sir.
The Player Profile on Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
This week's Player Profile is Junior Osvaldo Lake. For having a name that is reminiscent of a pond or puddle, Junior Lake has some bite to him. He took it all out on the Marlins this week with some major taunting after a late-inning home run put the Cubs up for good. The 25-year-old Dominican-born player was signed by the Cubs in 2007. He was called up this year after batting a whopping 250 with more strikeouts, 22, than hits, 18, and no home runs. Lake is best known for his 2013 call-up when he blew away expectations with 6 home runs and a .284 average in 64 games. The young puddle has been virtually invisible this season from a fantasy perspective, and I would expect that to continue, which is kind of sad with Joe Madden and company content with leaving him in the cleanup spot. If he keeps running his mouth against the opposing team, he will be back in Iowa before he knows it.
This is producer Rick, and you're listening to Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
If you love Fantasy Baseball Weekly, we could use your help. Give us a shout out on iTunes, Stitcher. We need some ratings and reviews. And a little tip, if you write a review for us on iTunes, we will read it on next week's podcast.
I mean, where else do you get amazing info like start the second hitter in the batting order? I am here for you. Chris,
Ben, you're just making up random advice. Fine, start the cleanup hitters. That's my advice for you fantasy players.
See, great advice coming from Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Get out your trunks, we're going swimming. The deep dive on Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Dallas Keuchel is having a breakout season. But why? He is not a strikeout pitcher, with a K percentage under 7 and a fastball velocity of only 89 miles per hour. His BABIP may be a tad lucky at .230, but his real talent is in his control. Throwing his sinker at a career high of 55% this season has made him into an extreme ground ball pitcher. He has the second best GB percentage in the league at 64.2, which leads to more double plays and a very low home run percentage. His 1.85 ERA may not last all season, but if he continues to throw his sinker with such great control, a Greg Maddux type of Cy Young season could be in store for Dallas Keuchel.
Hey guys, it's Franny. How do you start your day? Because I start mine with some coffee and Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Fantasy Baseball Weekly, hello. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode. Episode 15 to be exact. I am Ben Korn taking you through. And now we talk a little bit more about the minor leagues. We've discussed a lot recently about, you know, Joey Gallo and him hitting 2 home runs right off the jump, Eduardo Rodriguez and his first 2 starts being just pure joy for Red Sox fans. And, you know, you're probably thinking to yourself, who is the next rookie, the next minor leaguer that's going to get called up and just change the way baseball operates? And so what we're here to do here at Fantasy Baseball Weekly, give you some of the guys that maybe you would want to pick up, and maybe some of the guys that, you know, their names are being thrown around a lot. You're like, oh, Byron Buxton, oh, Corey Seager. Should I pick these guys up right now? And so what we'll do right now is just kind of do a quick run through of, you know, maybe who you should be picking up and probably who you should not be picking up. And we'll start with Byron Buxton, the outfielder for the Twins, and he's definitely a name, one of the top prospects out there, doing very well in the minor leagues, but don't jump on him unless you're in a dynasty league, because I do not believe Byron Buxton will be coming up this year. Also, Sanu is another one of those Twins that's, his name's being thrown around. Neither of these guys will come up this year, I do not believe. So I would not pick those guys up if you're in just a basic yearly league. If you're in a dynasty league, of course, these guys are great. But do not pick them up if you're just in a yearly league. Lucas Giolito, he's a right-handed pitcher for the Nationals. The name's thrown around as a top 10 prospect, but he's still in Class A Potomac. I would not pick up Lucas Giolito. Julio Urias, he's a left-handed pitcher for the Dodgers. He underwent eye surgery recently. He won't be back to the mound until July, and he's not expected to come up this year. So again, if you're in a weekly league, for just one season, not a dynasty, do not pick up Julio. Now, Corey Seager, he's a shortstop for the Dodgers. He's had a slow start so far in AAA, so people thought, maybe he doesn't have it in him. He came out of it last week. He went 13 for 18 in his latest 4-game series, and the Dodgers are making room for this young gun. Various people have talked about maybe he might come up sooner, but it does sound like it'd be a late season addition for the Dodgers. So not an immediate ad for Corey Seager in my mind, but there are people that say he might come up sooner. I do not believe you want to pick up Corey Seager at this point. I think you're looking at kind of an August, maybe September, but most likely not any sooner than that. Tyler Glass now is a right-handed pitcher for the Pirates. He's in Double-A. He was on the DL with an ankle injury, came back for his worst start in the season. He's not blowing away Double-A, so I would not expect anything from him anytime soon. Yoan Moncada, he's for the Red Sox, infielder. He's in Single-A. He's not making a play for the big leagues, at least for another year, probably two more years. Henry Owens, he's a left-handed pitcher for the Red Sox. He's struggling with control in Triple-A. He actually has been doing worse this year than last. Not expected to make an appearance this year. Do not pick up Henry Owens. Now, some guys that maybe could see some big league play sooner than later. I'll throw Francisco Lindor out there. He's a shortstop. He's the Indians' shortstop. This is always intriguing because of how few good shortstops there are to pick up. But he might get a chance mostly because the guy he'd replace, Jose Ramirez, is the fourth worst hitter in the majors with over 100 at-bats. He's batting 184. That's kind of embarrassing. Plus, Jose Ramirez has 8-plus errors, so he's not doing it on the defensive end or the offensive end, so they need somebody to kind of give that shortstop position a rev, and that might be Francisco Lindor. Now, keep in mind, in the minors, he's batting 264 in AAA, so it's not like he's lighting up the minors. So even if he does come up, I'm not sure if we want to immediately add Francisco Lindor. Now, the shortstop that you do want to keep on your radar, and he's on a lot of people's radar, and he's already picked up in 22% of Yahoo leagues, is Carlos Correa. He's a shortstop for the Astros. He's been a force in the minors this season. He's hitting .327, .996 OPS, 18 steals, 10 home runs, and that's just in 51 games. He does have some Super 2 issues, so people are talking about Carlos Correa will probably get picked up mid to late June. So, if he's available right now, I think you want to pick him up. As I said, he's 22% owned in Yahoo League, so it's possible he's picked up. But if you're lacking in the shortstop position and he's not picked up, pick him up now. Steven Matz, he's a left-handed pitcher for the Mets. He's a 24-year-old lefty. 1.98 earned run average, 1.04 whip, 70 strikeouts and 68 a third innings in the minors this season. He's doing very impressive. And what's even more impressive, it's in the Pacific Coast League, which is very extremely hitter friendly. Now, there is a lot of great arms on the Mets rotation, so consider him if somebody goes down in the Mets rotation, say I'm Matt Harvey, then you want to pick up Steven Matz. Until then, he's going to be in the minors, but he's probably the first guy up, so if you see somebody go down, you know who to pick up. Javier Baez is actually my other guy. I think that even though he had a lackluster spring training, Baez was sent to the minors, and he's been doing okay. He's batting .313, 7 home runs, 6 steals, and 128 at-bats. He does have your shortstop, second base, and possibly third base eligibility. I'm not saying it's an immediate thing, but he was already up last year, hit the home runs. I think he's starting to come out of his funk, and if the Cubs maybe get an injury in their infield, you might be seeing Javier Baez make a reappearance on that Cubs lineup. So that's at least four guys to kind of keep on your radar. There's probably many more. If you want to give us any heads up that maybe we're not up on, feel free to hit us up on Twitter, FantasyBB Weekly.
It's the Fantasy Game of the Week.
This week's Fantasy Game of the Week is the Cleveland Indians visiting Detroit to take on the Tigers on Friday, June 12th. It's father meets son, teacher against student. Don't talk back to your elder knight at Comerica Park. David Price starts for the Tigers against the young gunslinger Danny Salazar. Last time Danny was in Detroit, he struck out 11 batters over 7 innings to take home the 13-1 victory. It was one of 4 times this year he has struck out more than 10 guys. David Price had a complete game 11K effort his last time out against the White Sox. If you're looking for offense, the Rockies are playing the Marlins. If you're looking for a game, check out this week's Fantasy Game of the Week.
Hey, it's Chris Welter. Don't tell Ben, but I took over Fantasy Baseball Weekly online. For the latest news and streaming pitchers, hit us up on Twitter at FantasyBB Weekly. Now, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Fantasy Baseball Weekly. Ben Korn. Producer Rick has left the building, but you know who I found in the beaches of Alabama, Chris Welter. Hello, Chris.
Yes, how are we doing, Ben? That's right. I'm in what they call the Redneck Riviera down here.
So is that just sand and beer as the beach, or what? Where is there beaches with water? I don't understand this.
There are real beaches now. They may have numerous oil rings floating off of the actual shoreline.
Okay, that's
good. But it is sand, it's water, it's got everything you want on the beach.
Well, good luck with that. I think I'd rather hang out in Montana with the huge mountains.
Yeah, what are we doing here, Ben? We're not finding the best vacation spots. Yeah. We need to up our vacation game a little bit.
That's a good point. We don't get, the listeners probably think we're on vacation every week. Sounds like one of us is gone every week when we do this thing.
Well, I think when we keep going to these cheap vacation locations, we can go over and over again. That's the beauty of it.
I like our style, I think. Enough of this fun banter, Chris, okay? We've got some important conversation to have here is we must track Chris. This is the part of the show that everyone loves because usually Chris sucks. And so we're able to track him and prove that he's lying to us and giving us bad picks.
Now, Ben, we don't promise perfection here, and I know I had a down week last week, but that doesn't mean I suck. I promised to bring my game this week, so I think I did pretty well.
All right, well, let's go over your picks here, and I think you're right. You actually did reasonably well. Chris Colabello is one of your guys. He continues to do pretty well. What I like about Chris Colabello this past week, he went 308, two doubles, three RBI, and one steal. He didn't hit any home runs, and he still had a good week. I think that's a good start for Chris. You know, it's always been about the home runs for this guy, and now he's just consistent. So good work, Chris.
Yeah, and listen, we need to keep riding him while he's hot. He's batting fourth or fifth every week or every day for Toronto Blue Jays, which is a great lineup. So until he cools off, I just keep riding him.
And as we heard in the news segment, Coco Crisp has been moved from the 15-day DL to the 60-day DL. So Billy Burns, a member of your tracking, Chris, will continue to be a factor as well. And he's proving his worth each and every day. 346, three stolen bases, four runs, five RBI. That's a good pick. And I know you've been playing him in a little bit of daily leagues as well, Chris. So I think Billy's paying off.
Yeah, I got to say, the daily league play has started to influence my tracking Chris. All of these guys, Billy Burns, Chris Colabello, Will Mitterbrooks are guys that I've started playing in daily, and it's kind of, it's translating over into weekly leagues just the same. So, I would pick up Billy Burns, and you might want to keep him all year. Unlike Chris Colabello, who's kind of a flash in the pan at the moment, Billy Burns might be legit.
Yeah, and I mean, just the fact that he can steal so many bases, even if the average doesn't continue at the 346 clip, you know, I mean, he's not going to get five RBIs every week, but those three steals might be pretty consistent.
Yeah, he is a major steal threat, and he did it in the minors as well. So this is not a surprise. If you need steals, he's a guy to go pick up. Particularly last year in 2014, we're talking he stole over 50 bases. He also stole seven bases in 2013. So he's been doing this his entire minor league career. And like you said, you're correct, Ben. The average might not stick around, but the steals will absolutely be there for Billy Burns.
Will Mitterbrooks, he was also very good for you. 300 average, two home runs, eight RBIs. I don't think that this is going to continue, but ride him while he's hot. The Padres as a whole are playing really well. So, I mean, on the whole, I mean, you didn't have any pitchers this week, so you got to be docked a little bit for not picking any pitchers. But I think I'm going to give you an A, Chris.
Wow, that's probably my best grade so far.
Yeah, I mean, if you get three guys all above 300, you got to give you credit.
I'll take it. I'm pushing into the honor roll potentially here. Will Mitterbrooks is interesting. I think you're spot on that he's not going to do this all season. Particularly, you don't like the home ballpark there at Petco Stadium for the Padres. But Will Mitterbrooks has shown power in the past with the Red Sox, so he might be a guy you can play for a couple weeks here while he's hot.
So we'll move on to tracking Ben, and I want to make a case that I also did well this week. Besides one
Well, that's for me to decide. That's for me to decide there, buddy. Don't go jumping the gun. But I got to tell you, I am slacking here in Alabama. I don't have your results. Is there any chance you can pull up your results there for me?
I can definitely pull them up, but I can't guarantee that they will be truthful and factual.
Okay, I know that none of your guys hit 10 home runs last week, so let's just get to the truth.
All right, well, you're going to have to wait a little bit because it's going to take me a little bit to actually get real stats. But, no, here's my real stats. Here's my real stats. Joey Butler, batting second for the Tampa Bay Rays. He did well for me. 393 with a home run, three steals, and three RBI, and I do not believe that counted his home run last Sunday. So in the course of 8 days, he had two home runs. Joey Butler did pretty well for me. The three steals I was most impressed by.
Yeah, that's interesting. Is he a guy you found from your strategy in Daly, which is just play the guys in the two-hole? Is that how you discovered that Butler guy?
Oh, the old two-hole.
I know you like that two-hole.
I do like the two-hole there, big guy. And yes, once I saw he went into the two-hole, I was like, he is going to be on my Daly team. And then once he started winning me some Daly leagues, because you know I'll be making the money.
I know. You let anything into your two-hole, and you make cash for it. I know how you roll, Ben.
That is kind of weird, yeah. But that is how I roll. But that's how I found him, and he's been paying off big time for me. Even though what's funny is that in our weekly league, he's still unavailable. He's still available for anybody that wants him. So I would pick up Joey Butler. I mean, he's been consistently doing this. It's probably going to run out at some point, but as long as he stays in the two hole.
Yeah, Joey Butler is not a guy I expect to do this for very long, but the Tampa Bay Devil Rays have a terrible lineup, so it's not like they have people they need to replace Butler with. So while he continues to hit the top of the lineup, yeah, ride him. Why not?
Preston Tucker, this was my issue. 2 for 22. He had a double and an RBI. But, what happened to Preston is probably what's going to happen to a lot of these guys. His luck kind of ran out for me this past week.
Yeah, he did pretty terrible there. I think you said he went 2 for 22. That's about as bad as you can do.
But in my case, he's a three-hole guy, so I usually stay away from the three-hole. So I shouldn't have done what I did there. I'm going to stick with the two-hole.
It's interesting though. That's a major vote of confidence when you consider how good that Astros lineup is, that they continue to bat Justin Turner atop the lineup or in the top four. So the manager loves him, but I'm not a big fan of Tucker. I don't see him doing much the rest of the season.
Eduardo Rodriguez was my pitcher, and he continues to be quite good. We did a nice job scouting him in the minor leagues. 7 innings, 7 strikeouts, 1 earned run, 1 win, and 1 quality start.
That's solid, and he has looked like an ace. I don't know that it'll continue, but I know we've talked about Eduardo Rodriguez a lot in the past, so I don't want to go too much on it, but he has basically pitched like an ace in the minors and the majors since he got to the Red Sox. So I really think this could last all season, maybe not this elite performance, but he could be a very good number two or number three fantasy starter for you. So if somehow he's still available, go get him.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Red Sox lineup. I guess it doesn't affect everyone too much, but Joe Kelly or Steven Wright, one of those guys, is going to have to go down because Eduardo Rodriguez is playing so well. But, Chris, what are you thinking? What's my grade?
So that was actually very good. You did have the one dud in there, so I don't think it can be an A. Maybe a B+, though, because that Eduardo Rodriguez performance was stellar.
Thank you, sir. It wasn't enough to beat you this week, but I do feel like, you being willing to give me a B+, it means a lot.
All right, well, I want you to get all emotional over there about it,
Ben. I mean, I'm an emotional guy, you know that. So without further ado, who do you got this week that I can make fun of?
We are tracking Chris Walter's fantasy baseball picks, not his sleeping habits.
All right, well, I've got one. I think this is a return guy. I don't do a good job of tracking my own tracking, Chris. That's for other people to do.
Good point.
But
yep.
I got to go back to Willen Rosario. I've been waiting for him to break out. He's a catcher for the Colorado Rockies. I've been waiting for him to break out all year, and I finally dropped him, actually, in a number of leagues. And, of course, he went 3 for 4 yesterday with 2 home runs and just completely exploded. So this could finally be the turnaround for him. And again, he's catcher eligible, which is a very hard spot to get production from, particularly this season. So I really like Willian Rosario. You know what? The next guy, Ben, I got to credit you because I started following your two-hole advice.
Yep. See, it pays off, guys. Ruben Tejada. Follow this.
Ruben Tejada of the Mets has been batting very, very well. He's not going to give you much power, but he's got a little bit of speed, a couple doubles in there, and he's hitting for a great average, but he's hitting as the number two in the lineup for the Mets. And I don't know if you went over it in the news, but Daniel Murphy of the Mets, who kind of plays second and third base, he's on the 15-day DL right now.
Yep,
so while Ruben Tejada has playing time, he's absolutely an add if you need a shortstop or a second baseman. My last guy here is Cameron Maybin of the Atlanta Braves. So the resurgent here, the guy we've been waiting on for 8 years to actually do something, has looked very, very good this season.
Yeah, I would definitely go 3 years ago.
I think Cameron Maybin could have a very good week this week.
When you know where Cameron Maybin is hitting.
Where's he hit?
The two-hole.
See, well, there you go. That's not a coincidence. I'm telling you, you're teaching me some stuff here, Ben.
And Cameron Maybin had a real nice game last night as he scored me like 25 points in daily. So thank you, Cameron Maybin, and good pick, Chris Walter.
And I know you were pretty angry at me last week for not pitching any pitchers, so I got two for you this week.
Okay.
Ian Kennedy of the San Diego Padres, obviously you love, it's a very big pitcher's ballpark. He is at Atlanta and then versus the LA Dodgers. The Dodgers are a little worrisome, but at least it's in Petco. And then at Atlanta, Atlanta's a pretty terrible lineup. And Kennedy has really looked to turn it around. His last start was very, very good. And then also, guy out of Texas, they call him Chichi. Chichi Gonzalez has pitched very, very well. He's sort of gotten overshadowed by Eduardo Rodriguez, but he is at Oakland, which is a horrendous lineup, and so I really like Chichi this week.
Yeah, Chichi made our news. He's 14 innings, no earned runs allowed. The only issue with Chichi is he doesn't seem like he wants to strike anybody out. He's only got 4 Ks on the season.
Yeah, you know, he definitely struck people out in the minors. And you see this a lot with some young pitchers when they come up. They're more worried about pitching for control and making sure they get the outs. And then the strikeouts tend to come after they get a little more comfortable. So I wouldn't be surprised if Chichi starts to strike guys out very soon.
All right, I have faith in your picks, Chris. I think, I don't think they're as good as mine. But, I mean, I'm thinking I'm going to give you a B next week.
Well, let's see how it works out first. You're jumping the gun here, teacher.
Right.
So who do you have? Who do you have, Mr. Confidence?
Well, you know, I gave everybody kind of a breakdown of the minor league potential coming up, and I thought I would stick with that theme this week and kind of go with some of these guys that came up from the minors and did well and why everybody's all excited about people coming up from the minors. So I started with our boy Joey Gallo, not to be confused with Joey Galloway.
That's interesting. I would be a little, just make sure you keep an eye on Adrian Beltre, because supposedly once Beltre comes back, they're going to send Gallo back down to the minors.
Yeah, I think we've got one more week, maybe, because I've got Beltre on my fantasy team. I think he's out for like 15 days or whatever, so he's about a week in. So I think I've got one more week with Joey Gallo, and I'm going to ride it hard. He had 2 home runs in his first 2 games. He's cooled off. He's only batting .286, I believe, but he has potential to do really big for you, especially on the power side of things. And then Mikhail Franco. I know you're not a big fan, Chris. I mean, he plays for a pretty crappy team in the Phillies. But I'll tell you, I think this Phillies lineup has really been ignited by Mikhail Franco ever since he came up from the minors. He's been very consistent, leading the team, batting in, I think, number 5 in the batting order, getting some good home runs, good doubles, not blowing anybody away, but good consistent numbers, and that's what I look for from a guy, a rook like Mikhail.
Yeah, you know, I can't argue with there. I definitely down-talked Franco a lot. But he's looked great, and he's another guy that the Phillies have nobody else to replace him with. Like, he will be playing that lineup probably in the heart of the order for the rest of the season. So Yes, Franco is a very interesting play.
And my last one, I decided to go with the pitcher, Trevor May. He hasn't had a great season, and it's a tough game going against the Royals, but he had a really nice start last time out. And the thing I like the most about Trevor May is he has a 5-to-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. So he's got 50 Ks in 56 innings. Should be able to get you some nice Ks. Hopefully not very many walks, and hopefully that turns into a quality start and a win.
Interesting. Yeah, that could work. May is definitely a strikeout guy. So, hey, you get strikeouts no matter how many runs you give up, you know?
Yeah. And I tell you what, Chris, I think you talk too much. It takes us a long time to get through this tracking, Chris.
All right, well, hey, we can wrap it up. I'm ready to get back to the beach.
I guess you can get back to the beach. How about give these guys their two-star pitchers?
Oh, yeah, okay. I got a couple for you here. Lance McCullers of Houston he was not a very highly touted prospect, but, man, he's pitched good. And he has two very good matchups this week at the Chicago White Sox and home against Seattle. My boy Hector Santiago, who I didn't want to believe in, but he has looked very good this season. He's at Tampa Bay and versus Oakland. Particularly I like that for the matchups. Tampa Bay and Oakland are terrible lineups. Then we have Mike Bolsinger, I got to go with your boy, Ben. Unfortunately, my notes say he's versus San Diego and at San Diego, so I'm positive that that's incorrect, but he's definitely a two-star pitcher this week. And lastly, I already mentioned him. He's my pick for tracking Chris, but Ian Kennedy is at Atlanta and versus the Dodgers.
Nice work. I think those, especially Mike Bolsinger, definitely keep him on the radar. Watch out for Hector Santiago. He actually got brought into the game last night, and I don't know if that's going to throw off his two starts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because...
Oh, that, breaking news there, Ben Korn. No, that's very interesting.
I gotta like, throw things out for people. I mean, I had him on my bench, and all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute, Hector Santiago pitched three innings. What's going on? Our boy Jaime Garcia didn't bring it last night against Clayton Kershaw, I believe. And so Hector Santiago had to go in there.
Interesting. Are you sure that's the same Hector Santiago? I think we need to warn the fantasy listeners to go do some research on Hector Santiago.
Yeah. Do some research. I could just be breaking news that doesn't exist.
It could be, man. It could be.
Just a quick update on some players to watch in terms of who's hot right now. Clayton Kershaw finally is hot. Went 8 innings on Saturday. Pitched really well. 11 Ks. He was the number one pitcher this week. With that, 2 wins, 18 total Ks, 1.2 ERA, 2 quality starts. Carlos Martinez for St. Louis finally getting his act together. 2 wins, 19 Ks, 0.64. In terms of guys that not many people have owned, Trevor May, who I told you he was the 5th best pitcher. He's 4% owned, had a win, 9 Ks, no earned runs, and a quality start. So keep him on your radar for sure. 56% owned Clay Buchholz keeps doing some nice things. He had the win, 8 Ks, no earned runs, and a quality start. Masahiro Tanaka came back and killed it. 1 win, 9 Ks, 1 earned run, quality start. Definitely keep him on the radar.
Yeah, I love Clay Buchholz. I do think he had a little bit of a rough outing today, unfortunately, but I still love him. We've gone over his peripherals. They all look phenomenal.
And then on the other side of things, in the last 7 days for batters, Freddie Freeman has been leading the way, 4 home runs this past week. A.J. Pollock just continues to kill it. He's ranked number 2, 2 home runs, 3 steals, 7 RBIs. He's just filling up the stat sheet with his .406 average. Surprisingly, Brandon Phillips made the top 5 with a home run, 6 RBIs, 2 stolen bases. He's batting .444. He's only 57% owned if you want somebody. DJ LeMahieu has had a resurgent. Why? Because he's in the 2-hole now. So DJ LeMahieu had a home run, 4 RBI, a steal, batting .414 again. And Mikhail Franco is in the top 15. He's 11% owned. He had 3 home runs this past week, 7 RBIs. And Kevin Pillar for the Toronto Blue Jays is finally starting to put it together. 2 home runs, 7 RBIs, 5 runs, and a double, batting .444. So there's a couple guys that you may not know about that are doing pretty good. Final words, Chris?
Yeah, and Kevin Pillar likely will stay in that lineup. I don't know if you heard, but your boy Devin Travis has got delayed again. I'm not sure when he's coming back.
Yeah, something's going on there, and nobody's really giving us any real information. So I'm aggravated, but it's probably that they just, Jose Reyes isn't hurt yet, so they're not ready for him.
Yeah, Jose Reyes is on fire. And also with the Blue Jays, Pillar is likely to stay in the outfield because highly touted prospect in the beginning of the season, Dalton Pompey, just got dropped from AAA to AA because he's struggling so bad. Yeah, so he's not looking like he's going to come back anytime soon.
Man, you always know about those Blue Jays, man. You're on top of the Toronto. Are you thinking about moving to Canada? Is that what's going on?
No, I've been stacking Blue Jays all week in Bailey, and it's worked very well. So I'm tracking them very heavily.
All right, so in tracking Chris, stack the Blue Jays, and things will work out well. At least as long as they're playing
all day long
in Toronto.
Exactly.
All right, Chris. Well, thank you so much for calling in from Alabama. Say hello to those sand dunes for me, okay?
Yeah, certainly. It's a good time, and we should be back in studio next week.
This has been another edition of Fantasy Baseball Weekly, and I think this week we're shipping up to Dorchester / Alabama.